This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. And this hour, we'll be joined by Dan Watson, our certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience, one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of things on today's broadcast. And don't forget, if you got a question for Dan, we got a telephone for you to dial into live at 855-660-4260. Mackenzie will take your call, 855-660-4261, or if you prefer, email bob@autoworldradio.com or Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. Hey, any of those will work just fine. Let's go to the guest lines and bring forth the man himself, and let's see what he's been up to of late. Hey there, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing well on this fine, hot evening, Bob.
Yeah, definitely. We've had our share of hot weather down here in Central Florida, and a little bit of taste of things to come, I'm afraid.
Well, we've just been missing those thunder bumpers in the afternoon. We need to get them back here to cool off things about 3 or 4 o'clock and get all these 9,900-degree temperatures too hot.
Yeah. It's funny how even natives of Central Florida like yourself still complain. I mean, it's not unlike Boston, where natives who have lived there all their lives will still say that they hate the snow, yet they stay here. And I ran into somebody on Friday who was a native to Central Florida, and yet, you know, she was just complaining about the heat. But you would think after a while, being in this neck of the woods, you got to expect, you know, these are the hot months for the summer.
Yeah, I think what happens is that, unfortunately, when you get older and you put on some more insulation, shall we say, you don't handle the heat like you did when you were a strapping 25-year-old, you know, with 7% body fat or something. So, anyway. Well, listen, Bob, we kind of have a little short tradition going on here. I've been trying to, you know, spice up things a little bit and ask you a couple questions as we do this lube hour once a week and, you know, get a little interesting things, tidbits that come in, and I've discovered that you are just a wealth of general automotive knowledge, all kinds of things about cars. I would say you are a real car nut. Let's just call it what it is.
Thank you, my friend.
You know your cars. So, hey, I thought of this question, and I'll lay it out, and then I'll give you kind of my three selections. And really, folks, when you hear this question, you're going to thank yourself out there, our listeners of half a dozen, because anybody that's been around as long as I have, you know, I figured it up the other day, like owning something like 25 cars or something, vehicles. I could own more than that, but I don't get rid of them very fast. But, you know, and thinking back on some of those, of which ones I kind of wish I hadn't owned, and others that I'm sorry I got rid of. But anyway, we look at this as the three worst automobiles since the Model A Ford. And I'm not a real expert on this, but I'd have to say my first thoughts was the Chevy Vega. Okay. Didn't have, I had friends that, I never drove it, but I had friends that had those that just were waiting almost from the day they got it to get rid of it. And then the Pacer. American automobile company made a car called the Pacer. People may not remember that vehicle. I only selected as one of the worst because it's the first car I ever heard of they tried to sell without a transmission. It was an option to buy a transmission. You know, so I consider that to be just unbelievable, you know. And then one that came over from our friends in Europe, the Yugo. The Yugo was one of the worst little cars to ever come across the pond. That thing was like a mosquito fogger almost, you know, 500 miles out the gate. Just a very, very poorly constructed car. So that's three. There's many more I can think of that weren't that good of cars, but I only put the Pacer in there because when you try to sell me a car and it doesn't come standard with the transmission, I'm not satisfied that that was the right thing to do.
Now, that was not exactly a brilliant marketing move on the part of American Motors, a way to keep the price of the car artificially low. But, you know, one choice or another, you got to pick whether you're getting an automatic or a manual, whatever the offerings were back in 75 when the Pacer was first introduced to the world. But I will concur with you on the Yugo. I mean, that is without doubt one of the worst vehicles ever manufactured, and I did run into a radio station owner who had a bunch of them, and for whatever reason had some pretty good luck with them. But then again, like I said, he had a bunch of them. The reason why he had a bunch is because he was using some of the some of his vehicles in his collection as parts cars, so he
yeah.
would be able to take off whatever happens to be broken this week on his main one and take it from one of the donor vehicles. Let's see what else. I mean, a lot of people think the Edsel was a bad vehicle, but in my opinion, the Edsel actually had a lot of good features, a lot of good innovations. The push button, automatic transmission, buttons on the steering wheel. Of course, the Tucker had that many years ago, but this was the first time we saw that, and the Edsel was more of a marketing failure rather than a mechanical failure.
Right, I agree with you. Actually, there's some of those in the collector world that people claim are really delightful cars to have in their collection.
Yeah, absolutely. A gentleman who contributes to this show quite often, Phil Skinner, the former collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and a guy that covers auctions and classic cars still as a freelance writer. And what car does he collect? He collects Edsels. I don't know, but I think he has somewhere in the vicinity of 10 or so.
Wow.
So there are people out there that will collect, just like I know that there are Pacer collectors out there.
Of course, because it's such a unique car.
Exactly.
It was a wide body little car.
It was. It was kind of fishbowl shaped. It had a big, you know, kind of interesting, very, you know, high tech for the day, curved side glass, and the little hatch area in the back there. But certainly dynamically, it was not a good vehicle and got off to a kind of a fast sales start. People were really interested in them at first, but. Then the problems started to show up. Another one I would put on the list is just simply because it was a vehicle that never should have been given the nameplate. General Motors, of course, had their X-bodied cars in the 1980s. There was the Chevrolet Citation. There was the Pontiac Phoenix. There was the Buick variant. There was an Oldsmobile variant as well. But the one that really got me was the Cadillac Cimarron. That was just an awful vehicle to be wearing the Cadillac name. A front-wheel drive Cadillac, and there's nothing wrong with that. They've gone on to have many other front-wheel drive Cadillacs, but that one definitely belongs on, I think, one of the all-time worst lists. And the other one is that pops into my head as a vehicle you're going to have to Google or look up, because this is probably one of the ugliest vehicles ever made. The vehicle was called the Fuller, like Fuller Brush Company, F-U-L-L-E-R, Die Maxon, and it was from 1933. If you go back and take a look at that vehicle, you're going to see one of the ugliest vehicles in the history of automobiles. So we'll have people do a little homework during the break there, see if you can pull up the Fuller Daxamaxon.
Oh, wow.
And check that one out from 1933. There are others that fall into my head as well. There was a Crosley from the 1940s. I believe it was called the Hot Shot. That was an ugly-looking sports car. Not good mechanically.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
guest is with us, as usual, at this time, Dan Watson, CEO of thelubepage.com and the expert above all experts when it comes to lubrication. We're going to be talking lubrication and answering your questions as well. But I did a quick Wikipedia search on this Dymaxon car, and it was featured prominently at the Chicago 1933 and 1934 World Fair. Was designed by American inventor Buckminster Fuller. And here's the idea of the vehicle. They were kind of trying to be ahead of their time, but the reality of the situation just doesn't make any sense. They designed the vehicle to look like a plane that was taxiing, figuring that maybe one day we would have a vehicle that could land, fly, and drive, but it just turned out to be one funky-looking vehicle, and it was built in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I just want to make sure our listeners understand when I said that you know some stuff when it comes to general car knowledge, because I bet you there's not four or five people in the listening audience that had ever heard of this car. So good on you, Bob. That's going into some crafty corners to find some things that are unusual. Someday you'll use that as a trivia question on your show. The car that looked like a plane taxiing that came out in 1933, you know, win something. So.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, before we leave it, I was just going to say, I'm not picking on the Vega, but here's the problem. I knew several people with Vega, honestly, if you could get 60,000 miles out of the engine before you blew the head gaskets, you really achieved something. It was the first time they'd tried an all-aluminum engine.
Yes.
And they had just numerous problems. Now, to put our folks at rest, there's plenty of engines today with aluminum heads and even some with aluminum blocks and aluminum heads, but the alloy of aluminum has improved. It's not the same basic alloy of aluminum they were trying to use then. So, granted, somebody needed to go down that direction for a lighter weight engine, but boy, it proved out to be a costly venture for the people who owned the Vegas, because they just had all kinds of... And I think for a while GM was replacing engines and stuff up to like 50,000 miles trying to, save the market. But they gave it an honest try, and boy, it soon was well known honest throughout fair. the market that you would have trouble with that engine.
Absolutely. And, this is one of the first domestic-made small vehicles. It was rear-wheel drive, but like you said, using that aluminum componentry, maybe a little bit too ahead of its time. But, I remember lots of folks as well complaining about the repair bills with that vehicle. That was just a little...
Well, as consumers, we always hate to be the test population.
Yeah.
Getting the car to see how it's going to work out, because we'd like to get one that we can say, oh, it's working out really well. It's already been proven. Nothing goes wrong. I bought a van a couple of years ago, and it's a Ford van, and it's for business. And I specifically looked for a 289 16-valve engine. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't want a more valves than that had variable valve timing and all the stuff that they came out with right around the time of this van, because I said, look, I'll stick with the one that has proven technology back to the first 289 built somewhere in about 1960 or something. So you just give me that engine, I'll be happy with that. I'll put up with all the facts that you tell me it's not as powerful as the one with three valves or four valves and variable valve timing and all this other stuff, because in reality, we had a saying in the Navy, we called it the KISS principle, K-I-S-S. And what it stood for was keep it simple, stupid, because the more you make something complex, the more you're going to work on it to keep it at its, yes, at its top level performance. So you try to make things as complex as they need to be, but not more complex than they need to be. And that's sort of an engineering rule of thumb when it comes to things. I had a little MGB-GT one time.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. But, you know, MGs are a tinkering man's car. I had the little,
very well said.
I had a little unison thing to balance my carburetors, those updraft carburetors. You know, you'd think, well, my gosh, didn't you guys ever hear of a two-barrel or something? You know, but no. No updrafts. You had to balance them. 8 spark plugs about every 6,000 miles. But I loved driving the car, but I had to agree to the fact that it was going to have a little bit of different of a maintenance schedule, maybe, than what I was used to.
Yes, exactly. Part of the treasure of owning the MGB, the experience. But you're absolutely right. There are a lot of, you know, I kind of call them not exactly reliable vehicles, but still very sought after, very much in demand, and you know that continues into vehicles that have been made in the 90s and in the 2000s, and you know there are some that will cost you an arm and a leg to repair, but they're just cool vehicles, and certainly the MG, I can certainly understand you putting up with all of the problems that were associated with all those British roadsters. They used to call out the electric manufacturer for pretty much all the British cars was Lucas and Lucas Electrical, and the little funny line that they used about it was they used to call him the king of darkness or something.
Oh, yes, because I'll tell you, I was just going to say, just where you got to that one of the things you had to be willing to work with in a Triumph or a MG, any of those British Leyland products, was figuring out what was going wrong with the electrical system.
Exactly.
Because it was constantly something going wrong. You'd have taillights start flashing. You'd have taillights go out. You'd have headlights working but not working in the bright position. You know, it just one thing after the other. And the things were notorious for having wiring problems, where you had to completely replace the wiring because it was like, what did you make this wire out of? How can a wire break inside the insulation? You know, I mean, it's just...
I know.
It's a history that's well known, but you can't stop people from owning them.
No, definitely.
Because I love to drive that. That MG was such a tight steering. It was so fun to drive.
And the proper expression is, I just remembered it, the Prince of Darkness.
Oh.
So it had a little royal taste to it. The Prince of Darkness, Lucas Electronics. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about buying AMSOIL factory direct as a preferred customer. And we're also going to take some calls. We've got Jack in Texas and room for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States is advising residents of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut not to travel domestically after the number of reported coronavirus deaths doubled to over 2,000 nationwide within 2 days. It took about a month from the first report of a coronavirus death on February 29th to the number reaching 1,000 on Thursday. By yesterday, the number of reported deaths had doubled. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued the travel advisory urging the residents of those three states to refrain from non-essential domestic travel for at least 14 days, effective immediately. And a North Carolina county is taking extreme measures to prevent coronavirus from spreading into its community. Dare County, a popular summer vacation area in the Outer Banks, has established checkpoints around the county to stop visitors and non-resident property owners from entering. Since March 17th, only permanent residents with proper identification has been allowed to enter the county. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Dan Watson, CEO of the Blue Page, is with us. That means that we've got the best in the business when it comes to answering your oil and lubrication questions. Dan, tell us about the Preferred Customer Program.
Well, just a little bit on this for our listeners, as to their advantage to hear this. AMSOIL began in 1971. And over time, they became a more of a direct marketing company, because in those early years, except for Mobil 1 being out there, nobody ever heard much about any synthetic oil and they didn't know what it was. And so you couldn't just drive around in a truck and unload it and put it on auto parts shelves and hope that anybody would buy it, because they didn't know what it was. And even the people at the counter weren't too sure what it was. So they went to direct marketing, which allowed dealers in those days and in these days, like myself, to be able to talk to people and explain to them what this stuff is, and have some idea whether it would work for them, be to their advantage, what were the advantages, the benefits of using synthetic engine oil, transmission fluid, gear lube, those type things. Today, that's not so necessary, because the entire lube marketplace is opened up to synthetics and the quality is understood. Now, the advantage in all of this, though, as time went along, is AMSOIL developed this factory direct program called the Preferred Customer Program, allowing people around the country to buy direct through a catalog, or now through the internet, or they can actually, if they sign up through me, they can call me, I'll place orders for them, I'll help them get the right product, what the application is. But the big deal on this, it gives you about a 25% discount off of the retail prices posted on the internet, so sometimes 30%. So it's a very good way to buy AMSOIL and save some money. Now, recently, because of the way the marketplace moves and the pressures on the internet, they've moved to allowing people to buy at the discount as a preferred customer and also to participate in the free shipping if the order is $100 or larger. So that's getting pretty crazy. You can get the stuff shipped to you for nothing and also get it at a 25 to 30% discount. Now, how do you do this? Well, the preferred customer program is a membership program, similar if you were a member of Sam's Wholesale or Costco, one of these places where you pay an annual membership fee and you go there and buy whatever they have to offer at discount prices. This one is a program where you can be a preferred customer and the company will charge you $20 a year. They'll send you a monthly magazine out to the preferred customers with the information about the products you might be interested in buying, and also you get a catalog with the reduced prices in it so you can see the preferred customer prices. Now, if you find this program would be interesting to you, I'm going to give you an offer here that you might want to take advantage of, and that is that if you come to the Lube page and contact me through the Lube page, Dan Watson, or danwatson@thelubepage.com, that's my email, then I'll give you a free 6-month preferred customer program. It's what we call a trial membership. I'll give it to you, and you can see if it works out for you. If it does, then you would renew at the regular price after the 6 months. But if you want to try it out, want to buy some products at a discount price, then get in touch with me and take advantage of this preferred customer program with no charge, free, for a 6-month membership so that you can see if all this works out. Now, one of the added benefits of that is that all the preferred customers that I have, and I have lots of them, they call me off and on, send me emails asking for product advice, and I give each and every one the same amount of attention that I would if they were one of my big business accounts, because preferred customers are really the people that made this company by being there to buy product over the years when none of the retail stores would give us the time of day. Now, all the retail stores are giving us time of day and wanting us in their stores, but we still have this little gold nugget program called the Preferred Customer Program. And like I said, contact me at any way that you can. My toll-free number, 800-370-2986. Email me, Dan Watson, at thelubepage.com. Go to the Lube page. There's a way to contact me in the Lube page. Contact Dan in the Lube page. However you do it, make sure that you go through me to get the preferred customer membership, and I'll do it for you for 6 months for free. No obligation. You don't have to purchase anything. You just contact me. We'll set you up with it, and I think you'll find a lot of good products at reduced prices that you'll be happy you made that move.
Absolutely. And we're getting a bunch of people emailing us up. Why don't we take a question from Jack in Texas, who writes us, and he says, I have a late model Toyota and have recently read about low-speed pre-ignition. This sounds bad. How can I prevent it?
Well, he probably doesn't have to worry about it. Low-speed pre-ignition only applies to direct-injected gasoline engines, not to the multi-port fuel injector that we're used to seeing in Toyota. And so you may be getting some direct-injected Toyotas. I'd have to look at what they're offering these days. But the direct-injected engine, you'll know it's a GDI, gasoline direct-injected engine. The EcoBoost engines are direct-injected engines made by Ford. And folks, what these things are is in a direct-injected engine, you get these injectors are right in the cylinder, and you get a little bit more fuel than what you would with multi-port fuel injected, and you get some fuel contamination that will get into the oil, and you also can get a little bit of fuel contamination mixed with a little bit of lightweight oil that can can get trapped down on the sides of the piston due to the geometry of the piston. And then because of the motion of the piston, that oil and fuel mixture will get slung back up into the combustion chamber. And then when the piston is coming up in the power stroke, starting to build pressure, that light oil and gas mixture will ignite, pre-ignite. It will start to ignite before the actual spark plug is to ignite the mixture. Now, that can just cause a knock, an annoying knock. But if it's bad enough, if there's enough fuel and enough oil mixed together, and it does it, they have had it so far out of time that they've broken piston connector rods, broken crankshafts. So it's a serious issue in gasoline direct injected engines. Okay, I keep saying that because I don't want people to have any concern unless they have a GDI, gasoline direct injected engine. Now, if you do, what you want to do is buy an SN Plus. The classification for oil right now, API, is SN. That's the latest classification. SN Plus means that the oil has been designed that it will not participate in this pre-ignition phenomenon. By the way, all AMSOIL gasoline engine oils are SN Plus, and they will not participate in the pre-ignition phenomenon. Now, you need to make sure that's what you're buying, though, because some of these very cheap oils, they haven't done anything. They just left them at the SN rating, and you don't want to use that in your car that is a gasoline direct injected engine. You could cause some damage. So look for SN Plus rated engine oil. All right, got through that one.
Some good advice, absolutely. We have Brad in Portland, Oregon, sending us a note. Brad is the owner of a 2012 Honda Accord with 160,000 miles on it. He says he's using about a quart every 1,500 miles. Wants to know if this is normal and if there's anything you can do to reduce the oil consumption. When we come back on the other side, we're going to put Brad at the top, but we can put you in second position if you call us up at 855-660-4261. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com as well. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back. Here on Auto World, we thank you very much for being here. We've got the man himself. That's right, Dan Watson is with us, and we've got a question on the table from Portland, Oregon, where a gentleman has a Honda Accord with 160,000 miles on it. He's only getting about 1,500 miles out of a quart of oil and wants to know if that's normal, and he also wants to know other ways that he could lower the consumption of oil. What do you think, Dan?
Well, it's not normal. I've dealt with Hondas that had 400,000 miles on them that were using a quart about every 4,000, 4,500 miles. So it's not normal, and there are a couple things that can be going on here. One is that somebody didn't really change oil on time very good, and it might have been him, or it might have been that he picked his car up from somebody. And it may have some stuck rings. That's one possibility. People say, well, how can stuck rings cause you to use oil? Well, what it does is you don't get a good seal, ring seal, when you have stuck rings, and you get pressure going past the piston during the combustion process down into the crankcase. When it does that, it builds up pressure in the crankcase. Now, we have this thing called a positive crankcase ventilation system. PCV valve is what does that. When that valve opens, what it does, it sucks that pressure out of the crankcase. Well, if you've got oil vapor in the crankcase, then what's going to happen? You're going to suck that oil vapor in at a moderate rate, but you're going to keep sucking it, and what it's going to do is it's going to burn that, and it may be burning it at a slow enough rate that you don't really see anything out the tailpipe, any kind of smoke, but you're burning oil because you've got ring problems that they're not sealing well, and you're pressurizing the crankcase. All right. The other aspect is maybe your rings aren't too bad, and maybe your PCV valve is just stuck open, and it's just sucking on the crankcase even when there's not much pressure there. So PCV valves are cheap. Get you a new one, Brad, and just put it in. It's easy to do. You just go put a PCV valve in, and that may be the first thing to help. Now, if you want to try to figure out if you got the rings are stuck, you could do sort of a pressure test. You could do a pressure test, and it can be what they call a wet pressure test. You make sure you have oil in the cylinders, and you're doing it, and you're trying to see if it's all the compression is maybe 160 pounds or so, whatever it happens to be, and then maybe you find one that's only 80 pounds. That would mean maybe that particular piston has stuck rings. But that gets a little hard to do unless you're a mechanic. So here's a suggestion. You probably want to just change the oil in this vehicle. And what I would suggest is that you change the oil in this vehicle to an aggressive cleaner like AMSOIL Signature Series oils. Now, why are they so aggressive? Well, because they still have ester in the oil. Ester is a very aggressive solvent cleaning agent that will clean anything and everything in a hurry. Now, there's also a mild flush made by AMSOIL. Why do I say mild? Why don't I say aggressive tough? Well, because the difference is there's some caustic flushes out there. I say caustic, they have very high pHs that you can buy, and those things can be dangerous. They can mess up seals and other things in the car, so be careful with these kinds of really aggressive type flushes. The one from AMSOIL, harmless to your seals, but it will free up rings. Now, so you do the oil change after you do the flush according to the instructions on the engine flush from AMSOIL. Then you put in this AMSOIL Signature Series. For this car, I'd use a 10W30. And you run that for about maybe 2,000 miles. And you take the filter off, and you put another filter on, and you top it off with oil. Then you drive it about maybe 7,500 to 10,000, whatever you're comfortable with, and you make the next complete oil change of the new filter. And I would recommend at that time that you put on the AMSOIL high-efficient filter at that time. What you're doing is you're eliminating the fact that your oil consumption would be due to stuck rings and so forth, because you've just used a pretty solid known cleaning mechanism, the flush and the synthetic Signature Series oil. And I've never seen a time that won't clean the rings out using that process. You'll get them clean. Now, if after that you still have oil consumption, you replace the PCV valve, you've done this stuff, what I would tell you is you got too much ring wear at one time. So how are you going to deal with that? Well, you're going to go from the 1030 up to a 1040. See if that will give you a better ring seal, cut down on your oil consumption, and you may live happily ever after by doing that. But I would go through that process. I would flush the engine with the AMSOIL engine flush. I would put in AMSOIL Signature Series with a regular filter. Run that about 2,000 miles. Spin the filter off. Put a new one on. Top it off with AMSOIL 10W30 signature. Drive it on out to 7,500 to 10,000 miles to do a complete change with an AMSOIL filter and 10W30 signature series, and drive it a little while and see what your oil consumption comes down to. If it doesn't fix it, move up to a 10W40, the all premium protection synthetic. I think that would be your last thing you would do before considering trading it if that doesn't fix the oil consumption.
That makes a whole lot of sense, Dan, and some great advice for our listener in Portland on KPAM. Love to hear from you guys, and let's see if we can sneak one more question in at least. Let's hope we can sneak in somebody who has been very patient. Let's see, where did he go? I had him right here a second ago. Yes, a question from here we go. Corpus Christi, Texas. Gary in Corpus Christi, Texas. I have a diesel truck with a urea tank. Can I remove the tank, or does it matter?
Ooh, a lot of guys want to remove that tank. They think it's a pain in the butt. And what I tell them to do is, I wouldn't say kiss the tank, but stand next to it and say, thank you, tank. Thank you, tank.
Yeah.
Because that tank of urea, folks, it's where we're trying to address nitrous oxide. You can either treat nitrous oxide in the cylinder by heavy exhaust gas recirculation, choking the engine down, reducing its power. That's what we did for a while. Or you can spritz a little urea into a reaction chamber in the exhaust, and it'll react with the nitrous oxide, and the result of urea and nitrous oxide will make water vapor. Now, if you ask me, I'm going to pour all the urea I can get in that tank, and I'm going to let my engine go back to doing what it's supposed to do, produce power, and I'm going to cut down on all that exhaust gas recirculation, because what that is, you have to understand, folks, what's going on. We're trying to reduce the peak temperature in the cylinder, because higher peak temperatures tend to create more nitrous oxide. So what I'm doing is I'm bringing this exhaust, and I'm pouring it back into the cylinder with fresh air, but my goodness, that exhaust, it's all burnt out. The oxygen is gone. So I'm actually defeating the purpose of my turbocharger. I got a turbocharger on this engine to try to push more oxygen into the cylinder. And what am I doing? I'm bringing this exhaust gas recirculation back, and it's like I'm kind of fighting with myself. My engine is conflicted. It doesn't know what it wants to do. Does it want more oxygen or not? But since about 2011 to 13, in that time frame, we see all these trucks come out with these urea tanks, and that means that the manufacturer has decided, hey, we gotta stop choking our engine to death. And you got a urea tank, you're probably getting 4 to 5 miles per gallon better fuel economy than the trucks prior to it that didn't have one. So be glad you got the urea tank. And oh, by the way, if you were to get caught disconnecting or taking it off, you might get some free lodging down in the local Who's Gal with the sheriff, you know. So don't do that. It's a good tank to be on there. It's doing a great thing. It's actually a good way to treat the exhaust, lower those nitrous oxides, and let your engine have some power. So be glad you got it.
Really good advice. Why don't we make sure and reiterate your telephone number and website so that folks can take advantage of that very generous offer of a trial membership where they can really save lots and lots of money, the trial membership as a preferred customer. So best ways to get a hold of you, Dan?
Yeah, my toll-free 800-370-2986. You can email me. My name, Dan Watson, at theloopage.com. Or you can go right straight to theloopage.com.
Great job as usual, my friend. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Bob. Good time.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for joining me.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.